Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez said International Day of Education was observed with the theme, Changing Course, Transforming Education. He quoted the United Nations as saying that the pandemic has wiped out 20 years of educational gains globally.
Monday had what was called the International Day of Education. There wasn't in the Caribbean as a whole as much of a profile given to it as in some other places. But it's an important day for us to remember. If you just type in the pandemic and education, you'll see a lot of stuff. But the basic point I want to make is this. This Education Day was held under the theme on Monday, International Day of Education, called Changing Course, Transforming Education. And one of the facts which I think you would have seen written about is that the United Nations has assessed that the pandemic has wiped out about 20 years of educational gains globally. Naturally, it's uneven. Some places worse than others.
The Prime Minister said, according to global statistics, the reading and math levels have declined since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic.
I mean, you take, for instance, a statistic like you take between grades 1 and 8. Grade 8 will be with different system, but I'm talking the American system, grade 1 to 8, which is all primary school arrangements. The reading level globally, but they have done the broad sample, is below the minimum reading proficiency levels in 2020. The math skills, even worse. You know, in 2015, at the UN, we all agreed on the 17 Sustainable Development Goals. And Sustainable Development Goal number 4, and that goal in a nutshell, SDG 4, is the goal of ensuring inclusive and equitable quality education and promoting lifelong learning opportunities for all. Well, you know, that's our policy before SDG 4 was ever put in place. But what the experts are saying is that the impact of the pandemic, essentially, the impact on education is, quote-unquote, a generational catastrophe globally.
And Dr. Gonzalez has reiterated that the adverse impacts of not having school and using virtual means of continuing education will be felt in years to come. He said this was one of the reasons for pushing for the reopening of schools for face-to-face learning, as well as the vaccine requirement among teachers.
You remember that I said over and over that we will see the impact of not having school for several months. And for doing learning virtually, we will see the results of this, the adverse results, within a 7 to 10 year period. I didn't have to wait on any expert to tell me that, you know. I just had to read, quote unquote, the educational tea leaves. And that is why ECI was so much insisting of us getting back to the classroom. And that is why I was so much interested in getting the teachers vaccinated. That's one of the reasons. There's a health reason, and it's connected to what the impact which takes place on the social, including education.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.